the Iliad, and sports. Now, most people who read the Iliad and the Odyssey would say, what in the world are you talking about? Sports? It's war. It's trying to get home to Ithaca. It's all kinds of this stuff. Well, you know what? I've read those books, and I've read the Iliad many times. And being kind of a military historian, I kind of skipped over the section, which is kind of hard to do. Because quite frankly, Homer is like the Howard Cosell of ancient Greece. Because within the Iliad is a 700-line section, which is as good a description of Greek athletic contests of that time period as you will find. And again, you're probably going, what are you making a reference to? What is that? And it starts with the death of Patroclus. When Patroclus is killed by Hector, and Achilles puts up the funeral pyre and sets his friend on it and sets it on fire, and they have the urn to put his ashes in. Achilles then wants to celebrate a memorial to him by having contests, by having athletic events, which take place. And they're fascinating because they're very similar to a lot of the events that took place or will take place centuries later in the Panhellenic Games, although there are a couple of them you'll notice pretty quickly that will be missing. Now, here's the contests that will take place. There is a two-in-hand chariot race. Now, that means there's two horses. It's a two-horse chariot race, okay? And it's very popular on the island of Crete, evidently after the fall of the Minoan Mycenaean civilization. Chariot racing disappeared and will come back in at another time. Of course, we're usually used to four-horse chariot racing, but this is two-horse chariot racing. Boxing, wrestling, running. They don't run laps. They run to a point, okay? A spear duel, which means that you fight until somebody draws blood. Discus throw, archery, although many people won't think this is much fun. The archery is tying a bird to a mast and then trying to hit it. Not a target. The target is a flying bird. And then the last one is a spear throwing contest. Now, what is fascinating is that later, the Greek Panhellenic Games, almost all of those will have origins which sometimes claim to be funeral contests, honoring the gods. Which is just exactly what happens outside of Troy in the Iliad. So perhaps this custom of putting on a contest after the death of a famous person was a little more involved and took place a lot sooner than a lot of people think. And it's fascinating to think about the Etruscans and how the slaves fought and the ones who were killed then accompanied their master into the afterlife, which of course lead us to gladiating. Today, after funerals, we usually just have a big lunch or dinner in many cases. The gifts, in the Panhellenic Games, you normally get a wreath of some sort. But at this one, you're going to get gifts. And the actual gifts are given by the sponsor, which, of course, is Achilles. And he's going to be taking them out of his own pile of loot, if you will. And it's just like every other contest. There's going to be cheating complaints. And it's very, very closely detailed by Homer. The contests are mainly duels, with the exception of the chariot race. If there are more than two competitors, then they're broken in the duel. So you would have, if you had four, you'd have two duels. The winner of each would then play each other with the choice of opponents drawn by lot. A match could be stopped if it went too long, and there could be several opportunities where you wouldn't have a winner, in which case prizes would be awarded anyway. In the spear duel, you could call that off if you were afraid that someone was going to get killed. Wait till we get to that. As I said before, it was Achilles' idea. He gave the prizes from his own loot, and so therefore he was the umpire. He determined whether it was fair or not, with one exception. In the case of the chariot race, he picked another guy as a special umpire. Now, as I said before, the order is drawn by lot. So in the chariot race, the positions inside the outside were drawn by order. Everybody got a prize. In the case of the discus competition, the prize was the discus. Okay. The guy who finished last in a foot race was frequently given better than the last place prize because he had accepted defeat honorably. So we actually have a sportsmanship being awarded here. In the Iliad, contestants were usually kings and princes, which meant it's really a contest of social equals. So it was all right. But if some of those participants had been of lower status, the event wouldn't happen. There's an example in the Odyssey, where Odysseus comes home and he looks like a beggar, and he participates in some things, and he wins a sausage, and he wins something else, which are prizes for the lower classes. So, you know, if you think that everybody in Greece can show up to these games, it evidently there are different levels of society in which you could participate, and the prizes would end up being different. For example, in the Iliad contest, the spear-throwing contest did not take place because one of the contestants was Agamemnon, who was the supreme commander of all the Greek armies, and there was no one with equal status. There was someone who came forward, but he then withdrew, and Achilles awarded prizes to both men. The other thing is you're going to have some bad spectators. You're going to have some fanatics. In the case of the Iliad, you know who's going to be the bad fans. It's going to be the stupid Greek gods. You know, they're on each side in the Trojan War, and people have the gods and goddesses have their favorites. So some of them will use their powers to help their favorites, or some of them will use their powers to punish somebody that they didn't like. For example, Athena didn't like Eumolus. So she broke the yoke on his chariot, which eventually causes his chariot to disintegrate. And then there's a bribe that's involved where one of the contestants, Meriones, promises Apollo a lamb to help him defeat his opponent, who is a noted anti-Apollo individual. Now here's how the matches went. In wrestling, of course, the first event was the chariot racing, but I want to save that to the end. Wrestling. You have Odysseus versus Aias of Salamis. And after three rounds, no winner. Although both of them kind of kicked and gouged each other a little bit, the end result is a split prize. So one guy got a large tripod worth 12 cows, and the other one got a girl skilled in weaving worth 4 cows. Then the foot race. And the foot race, this is from point A to point B. It's not around, it's not laps, not anything like that. It's a set distance, marked off by Achilles. You have three people. You have Odysseus, Aias of Locris, and Antilochus. Now, Aias of Locris led, but he slipped on some dung and fell down. Ended up getting covered with it, which allowed Odysseus to win. And he complained about it, but that's just too bad. Odysseus got a large silver mixing bowl, and Aias received a large fat bull, which to me sounds like a much better deal. And Antilochus received a half a talent of gold, and then for finishing last and being a good loser, Achilles gave him another half a talent of gold, which I think is even better than the other two, because you could buy something with that. Now, in the spear duel, oh, man. Aias of Salamis versus Diomedes. Both of these guys are in full armor. The object is to penetrate the armor of the opponent until the spear touches the body. The contest ends with the first sign of blood. This has got to be difficult to do because how do you hold back throwing a spear? Now, I have a spear that, although it's a Napoleonic lance, is about the same weight and length. And one day in class, the kid said, why don't you toss it against the closet and see what happens? you know, I'm about 5-6 feet away from the closet, and I just barely tossed that at that door. It went right through the door into the concrete and the wall. So I don't know how little you have to toss this baby. But anyway, the two of them went at it. They were allowed to attack each other three times. All right. But it only lasted one round. In the first round, Aeas threw his spear at his opponent's shield. But Diomedes went for the neck. He threw high at his neck, at which point they stopped the contest for fear that one of them would get killed. So they split the prize. Now, there were four items that you could get: a spear, a shield, a helmet, and a silver ornamented Thracian sword. Now, Achilles gave this to Diomedes because it would have gone to the winner. And then they would pick from the rest. So this is a pretty good deal here. You're getting an opportunity to win, if you will, at this point. Then you have the discus. Now, in the case of the discus, there's only one disc, and it was made of iron taken from the city of Troy, and the object. And it was both the object and the prize. And Achilles says it will provide enough iron for the winner to last 5 years. So there's not a lot of iron. This is in, you know, Mycenaean Minoan times, where bronze is the standard, which is interesting because, you know, the Hittites had iron. And there's always been a discussion historically that Troy may have been an outpost of the Hittites at one point, and when they began to decline, separated and became their own entity. And this would be a really good point. It certainly weighed more than what the ones we use today. There were four people, and they got to throw one time, and one time only. Apius went first. And when he tossed it didn't go very far, and actually the crowd laughed at him. But he didn't use the technique that we use. He kind of threw it, okay? Then Leotis tossed it, and it went a little further. And then Aeas of Salamis tossed it beyond where they had marked off distance. So he looked like it's going to be a win. And then the last guy, Polyposides, tosses it up in the air and spins it. It kind of throws it like a boomerang, and it went way beyond everybody else. So he may have used the technique that we use today, and he ends up winning. And they immediately took it home to his ship. Then the archery contest: Achilles took one of the ship masts, dug a hole in the sand, set it in there, and then took a pigeon and tied 1 foot of the pigeon to the pole. And we only have two contestants here, Teucrus and Meriones. Now, Teucrus shot first. He missed the bird, but hit the ribbon holding the bird in place. So the bird is now free. And Meriones then ended up shooting the bird in flight. So he ends up winning. Now, Meriones' prize was 10 double axes. Again, an interesting prize, because the double axe is the emblem of Crete for the most part. And then you have Teucrus, who he also got 10, but he just got 10 ordinary axes. So he didn't end up with double-sided axes, if you will. Well, then you get to the main event. Okay, and the main event was the chariot race, which actually went first. And have five competitors. So it's going to be a good race. Eumelus, Diomedes, Menelaus of King of Sparta, Antiochus of Pylos, and Meriones of Crete. All right. Homer also mentions that each where their horses came from. Diomedes, for example, his were Trojan horses, real Trojan trained horses. Okay, not the wooden one. Okay, and this race is one lap, but it's from point A to point B and back. So it would be kind of like you're turning as fast as you can to come back the other direction, which of course leaves all opportunities for catastrophe here. And when you think of a two-horse chariot, these are very nimble, very fast, but they have a lot of stability problems. They're very easy to turn over and much more susceptible to bumps and all sorts of things. And these are early chariots, so they may not be quite as strong. So anyway, as the race goes on, there's all kinds of mishaps. Really, you have to get all of the good, juicy stuff with the gods manipulating this and doing all that. But in the end, it goes like this. Diomedes loses his whip, but ends up winning. He's able to pick it up on the way back. Eumelus, his yoke breaks. This then leads his axles to break. He then falls to the ground injured, but he follows his horses across the finish line anyway, even though he doesn't have a chariot. So he's last. Then you have Antiochus. He finished second, neck ahead of Menelaus of Sparta, who finished third, and Meriones, who finished fourth by about half a body length of the horse. So it was a really close race for second, third, and fourth. Now the prizes, Diomedes got a Trojan woman of great beauty and a Trojan cauldron. Antiochus got a mare in foal. Menelaus, who argued about the fact that he should have won but then decided that wasn't right, he went ahead and accepted the third place cauldron because Antiochus actually offered to give him the prize and decided that was just not right. Meriones got 2 gold talents. And our guy who finished last, well, you know, he didn't finish with a chariot, but Achilles thought he was such a good sport because he was all beaten up. So what they ended up doing, they gave him a bronze breastplate. And there was a little arguing for a little while about that the prize was better than actually some of the other people had, but that's pretty much the way it is. So the next time you're reading through the Iliad, look for the sporting event. Sit back and say, wow, you know, those Greeks really know how to participate. Those are interesting games. I can see us today having the spear duel. That would be wild. Now, the sources for this, obviously, the Iliad and the Odyssey. But sports and games in the ancient world by Olivova, and sport in Greece and Rome by Harris. So I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com. or historyaccordingtobob.com, and leave a comment, ask a question, and check out the CDs. Thank you very much.